Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Barthow.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Good morning, President Barthow. How are you?
Good morning, radio station owner Rich Larson. I'm fantastic.
It's good
Happy
to see
Tuesday.
You. Happy Tuesday, indeed.
Yeah.
What's going on over at the chamber right now?
Oh my goodness, we're gearing up for. We're in the midst of the shopping campaign.
Yeah,
we kind of kicked that off, deer hunting opener.
Yeah.
So whomever, typically, I guess, the men go hunting. Mm-hmm. $4 and the women stay home and save bucks. Get it?
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was somebody before me. So
yeah,
but
yeah.
Save a buck is kind of our kickoff for the November shopping. We've got prizes for. We've got this punch card, the Christmas tree. I'm hoping that you've seen it out and about and on social mm-hmm. media. And we passed out, it's a Christmas tree with a whole bunch of green Christmas bulbs on them with different financial denominations. The tree totals $485. When you spend that much at chamber members, and we've got grocery stores that are chamber members, mm-hmm. gas station, realtors that are chamber members, any receipts you have between now and December. It might be December 1st. Turn those in and we've got a whole bunch of prizes we'll be giving out.
How much is the total?
$485.
Okay, I'm sitting
gas
here thinking.
Gas and groceries count.
Yeah, you could get, between gas and groceries, you could get to probably 2/3 of the way there. Just doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
For Thanksgiving, just for Thanksgiving, you could do that
easily.
Anyway,
I spend a lot more than that during November. So, and it's probably no surprise that I try mostly to shop at chamber members.
Mm-hmm.
I like to give back.
Of course you do.
But we've got a two-night stay at the Sheraton in Woodbury, and then a two-night stay here locally.
Okay.
And then chamber bucks and gift cards and 20 different prizes for the folks that turn in their passports.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Cool. So it's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it ends on Saturday, which Small Business Saturday, which mm-hmm. follows Black Friday.
Right.
And then we go right into the window decorating contest.
Ooh.
All over downtown. We've got a gingerbread making contest. Maybe it's just gingerbread voting.
Oh, okay.
Did Michael talk about it? Michael at the
he
Arts Guild. They're hosting a gingerbread contest again.
Oh, cool.
Inside the guild, the night of Winter Walk.
Nice.
And then the Christmas tree decorating at the History Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's lots of things going on, and I can say it over and over and over and still kind of confuse myself. But I want everybody to know a little bit about what's going on, if not a lot.
And then what's the date of Winter Walk?
12-12.
12-12-24. There
my
it is.
My birthday.
12 plus 12. Oh,
just
really?
Just saying it again. I'll be the one with the light-up crown.
You should be.
Yeah.
Right?
12-12.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So.
Looking forward to Winter Walk.
I am too.
Always fun.
Yeah. Last year was over 5,000 people downtown. So there was, out of all those people, I never heard one person come back and complain to me about parking. There you go.
That's hilarious.
Come to think of it. Yeah.
Interesting.
If they wanted, they walked. It was beautiful. And we probably had 100 volunteers pulling it together. And we're doing the same as last year.
Cool.
Last year was 25 years. And mm-hmm. so we hit it hard like we did at 20. We did fireworks and reindeer and the Polar Express and the horse and wagons. And I'm trying to think. And that was our 25th.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. We're going to do the same for 26 and probably
Fantastic.
Every year from now on.
Cool.
So there will be fireworks at 8:45 from Ames Park.
Okay.
So you can't see them if you're on Division.
Really?
Because they're not real high.
Okay.
So if you're on the east side of Division, but pretty much come around by Water Street or by the 4th Street Bridge
or
anywhere over there.
Okay.
At 20 years, I was back by the horse and wagons and I could hear them, but the buildings were just high enough.
Interesting.
Like I was by Dufour.
Yeah.
Over there, and I couldn't see them.
Okay.
So just, they're not the real, real high ones, but they are in the air. We've got the license.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's legit.
That's good. Cool.
Our new NEFRA's guy knows. We're working closely with them. Tom?
Tom Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
The great Tom Nelson. Yes.
Yes.
Our
yeah.
fire chief.
So, yeah.
All right. And you mentioned the horse and wagon. You've got your horse and wagon sponsors with you today.
We
don't
do.
You?
We do. Yes. Rebound Partners. Their banner is Rebound Partners, Reunion, and Fairfield.
Yeah.
So it's the umbrella of those businesses. And I'm very grateful. They've been on one of the wagon sponsors for quite a while. Couldn't
awesome.
Even tell you how long. Didn't do my homework.
Yeah.
But so, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce these
sure,
guys?
Sure, I do. I've got Matt Gattner and Alex. You might have to help me.
Braniac.
Braniac.
Okay. Alex, I'm going to ask you to pull that mic in a little bit closer so we can hear you. All right.
Is that
if
better?
You can maybe push it up just there. No, that's too high. There you go.
There you go.
Now you're doing
we're good.
Good. Now you're
so
good.
So we're going with Alex and Matt.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys. I'm gonna. Matt, we'll start with you because you're right in front of me here. Yep. What do you do with Rebound?
Yeah, I'm a development associate with Rebound. So what that means is I basically do the financial analysis for our projects, making sure that the dollars and cents work for all of our projects, and then helping present that to our internal team and then our stakeholders in the local communities. So here in Northfield, but also in Austin, Albert Lee, Hastings, you know, small towns in southern Minnesota.
Okay. And Alex, what do you do at Rebound?
Well, I work for our CEO and founding member, Brett Reese, mm-hmm. and with all the stuff he has going on, he's a very busy man. Yes. I try to keep him on track as best I can. He has at least three, including myself, staff in our office helping him. And we have a kind of an internal joke. How many people does it take to support Brett Reese? I mean, it's just incredible. He's doing so much. And so, I help him kind of stay on track and do some miscellaneous things for him that he just doesn't have time for.
Yeah.
I also do some side projects with Rebound, such as some syndications of some real estate purchases.
Okay.
And I'm also leading a pretty large development in Faribault, a historic downtown redevelopment project. So kind of do a bunch of little bit
yeah.
of everything in our organization.
Tell us about the project in Faribault. What is it?
Yeah, so one of those syndications, I'm buying a building in Faribault, actually, with some friends of mine that that we were high school buddies. And I, Brett and others bought all these buildings downtown, mm-hmm. Faribault Downtown Central, to make them into their highest and better use, to sell them into the right hands. And so we took a look at one of those buildings, and it was a really good deal. The condition of the building was pretty good compared to all the other
yeah.
ones that were kind of degrading. But so I sought that one out, and yeah, it's a pretty
wow.
good deal. So
congratulations, man.
Thank you.
How old are you? Are you old enough to hold a building?
I'm 21.
My goodness, that's fantastic. A young entrepreneur. That's
I
have, fantastic.
I am, absolutely. I've been entrepreneurial all my life.
That's
so.
Great. Okay, Matt, top that. No, but Jane was telling me that both of you guys have participated, and Alex, you're currently participating in Leadership Northfield. Tell me a little bit about that program, Matt, and what you've taken from it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a great program put on by Jane here with the Northfield Chamber. And it's basically, you know, on one hand, talking about leadership,
mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, kind of getting everybody accustomed to Northfield as a town. And as everybody knows, there's a lot going on in Northfield.
Right.
So it's really great to be able to meet with other leaders
mm-hmm.
throughout Northfield, hear what they're doing. But then also there's this great programming where Jane is bringing in other stakeholders from Northfield
mm-hmm.
To kind of explain, you know, their side of things. So we heard from like the police chief. But then one of the other cool things she brought in was the nonprofits here
yeah.
in Northfield. And there's a myriad of them. But one of the really, really cool ones that she brought in was The Key,
mm-hmm.
who has a new executive director.
Kelly
Padracki. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So she got up there and spoke, and she was just so passionate. And when I was then looking to trying, you know, continue my community engagement,
mm-hmm.
I reached out to Kelly, and we actually had a great conversation, and I joined on the board this past summer, and now I'm transitioning to be the treasurer.
Oh, no kidding.
Key. So yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that is an organization that is can get overlooked in this town a little bit. Like my joke is that you can't throw a rock at Northfield without hitting a decent nonprofit. There's so many places to go if you want to serve on a board or something like that, if you want to donate and give to the Maxes this week. I mean, there's so many places to go, and the key sometimes I think can fly under the radar. And but Kelly has been fantastic over there, man. She has really energized that place.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all very excited as members of the adult board that we have Kelly, and she's done a great job so far, and we're looking forward to a great 2025 as well.
Matt, I'm really going to apologize to you. The mic stand you're using is broken, and you are it's being replaced today. Oh. You are the last person to have to deal with
what
this.
What an honor.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
Okay, sorry, I lost my train of thought. So, okay, Jane was telling me a nice little story about your participation with the Key and the way you have maybe interacted with some of your members of your cohort.
Yeah, absolutely. So back on November 7th, we had a Northfield night at reunion.
Yeah.
So it was a big fundraiser to kind of bring people from the community in together, give them a chance to hear from a couple of the youth that Northfield Union of Youth is supporting the Key. And for that event, we were reaching out to some of our contacts in the city. And so, you know, I have a lot of contacts up in Minneapolis, maybe not as many here in Northfield.
Right.
And that's my goal, is to kind of make more and more in the coming years. But one group I did have was the Northfield Leadership Committee.
Yeah.
So I reached out to the cohort that I was a part of and just asked them, you know, it would be an honor if they were, you know, able to support me for the night to come in, and thankfully we got Jane and Kyle from the chamber there.
Nice.
and Rob from Merchants Bank as well.
Sure.
So yeah, it was great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
To see those people, reconnect with them. You know, the leadership program is really great because you're able to see these people over a whole year.
Yep.
And so you get to know them, you know, through the coffee before the programming, you know, en route to other places around Northfield. So it's great to build those relationships and then keep maintaining them.
Right. Right. Alex, you're part of the current cohort. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Karsten Singh in our office is also, one of those guys. How is this working for you to this point?
I mean, Well, I think it's a great program so far, and, you know, in our last meeting, we toured Northfield, actually, and got to see a lot of the downtown and what it has to offer. Our first stop was at the library, and it actually offers a lot more stuff than I had originally thought. It's been a while since I've gone into the library, admittedly, but you know, it's a beautiful place, and they've done a great job with it. And then we also went to the Northfield Arts Guild and saw some of the things that they offer, the gallery to support artists, and also the clay studio, which is always the best thing to see.
Right.
Really great stuff there. I did clay actually for 8 years with Rafa Estrella, and so I really recommend anyone taking the clay class. It's just great. And then we also went to the Historical Society, where we got to see some of the archives down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool space. And it was really great to see some of the changes happening there and some intentions they have with the building itself. I think they're renovating a couple apartments in the second floor using historic tax credits.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that the Historical Society is you know, growing and doing well. And then we also went to the Mercado Local.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great little store with little trinkets here and there. I mean, it's just a great space, just great. So, yeah, I mean, it's incredible, all the opportunities here for small businesses, and also exploring existing businesses that are here and existing organizations. I think people kind of forget what Northfield has to offer.
there's so much of it.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Johnson from the Guild was just in here talking about the Guild's gift shop, which is a great place to go Christmas shopping. And you just reminded me that the History Center is a great has a great gift shop, another good place to go Christmas shopping. And the Mercado is a fantastic place to do a little Christmas shopping also. I mean, it's and again, these are all things that sort of fly under the radar. They're not, it's not the gift shops are not the main deal with
the Arts Guild or the History Center. So,
right.
Yeah. Jay, I mean, mm-hmm. you've developed Leadership Northfield, right? I mean, is this every year
I learn more.
Yeah.
I learn more by these tours, by the presenters. We toured specifically those buildings or those establishments for the arts, history, and culture, mm-hmm. which is, you know, how we promote Northfield. Mm-hmm. And so just a really deep dive into each of those on a walking tour.
Yeah.
And it was so easy to do.
Yeah.
And then we're looking forward to the new CEO at the hospital. He'll be coming in 2025 and talking to the group. The new chief of police will come in and talk to the group, and
right.
it's relationship building
yep.
for the leaders right. of Northfield. They don't have to own an organization or own a business. They're just
right.
interested in wanting to be part of the decision makers, part of the people who know what's going on.
Right.
We bring Rice County in as well. Rice County Health and Human Services, Health EDA at Rice County, and then our local level. So we've got a government component, health and human service component, education component, nonprofit, mm-hmm. local service component. Mm-hmm. We take a trip up to the Capitol when it's Chamber Day at the Capitol. And last year we could not, the timing didn't work out to meet with our representatives. So I'm going to put us on my wish list a little earlier.
You, yeah.
Sit down with Christy
yeah.
and I think it was Bill.
Bill Liskey is our Thank senator. You. Yeah. yeah.
Didn't work that day, but it was fascinating just listening to what was going down, and talked a lot about all the permitting in northern Minnesota on that day.
Oh.
But learned a lot then, too. And then we've got a solid group of 16 people in this cohort, and keep it kind of small so yeah. that those guys create these relationships that last
right.
forever, personal and professional.
And that's the thing I've always said about Northfield, and I say this from experience, because I lived in this town for 6 years before I knew a soul, because I was commuting up to the cities, I didn't know anybody until I started bartending at the Contented Cow, mm-hmm. and within 6 months I felt like I knew half the town. This town will embrace you if you engage. Alex, is that what your is that your experience so far with your cohort?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have a great cohort. I mean, it's a diverse group of people with different interests, different backgrounds. I mean, it's really incredible. And you know, Northfield is a really special place. I grew up here in my youth, and you're absolutely right, Rich. The town does embrace if you're willing to accept that. And so, you know, I've always felt a strong community aspect mm-hmm. in our town, you know, whether it be like the Riverwalk Market Fair. I used to sell baked goods at the Riverwalk Market Fair as a youth. And, the amount of people you meet and come across, you know, they're all very, very wonderful people. Yeah. And it's a truly special place. People often forget that. I mean, two colleges, great downtown, river. It's just incredible to live here.
Has she recruited you for the CVB yet?
I was just going to say, for a 21-year-old to recognize
right,
that,
right,
I think I
right.
love my kids a lot.
Yeah.
But you almost have to, some kids have to move away
yeah,
to see realize it. What they yeah, have.
Absolutely.
And they come back.
Okay. Matt, tell me, I said commuting, and Jane pointed yeah. to you. Do you live outside yeah. of Northfield?
Yep, yep.
And when do you plan to move here?
So I live up in the cities.
Okay.
I live up in Minneapolis. And I went to Carleton, so that was
boy.
My first introduction to Northfield. And then I worked up in the cities for an apartment management and development mm-hmm. firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 5 years, I heard from Rebound they were recruiting for a role to work more on the financing side. And
yeah.
so that was my degree at Carleton was economics. So I'd always been angling to get kind of back more on that side of the deal. And so when that opportunity popped up, I was like, well, I love Northfield. I'd like to go back and see what it's like down there. So I came down for my interview, and, you know, just amazing
yeah.
To reconnect with people here in Northfield. And I think it's been interesting for me being on the college side. You know, there's a culture at Carleton, and
mm-hmm.
then there's the townie culture, and
yep.
they're not exactly the exact same. There's
oh.
some overlap, but
yeah.
It's been really fun to be on the other side too, to kind of you know, see what it's like for people here in Northfield, and then start connecting back with my people at Carleton too, and you know, hopefully build bridges, you know, in many different ways. I had a couple Carleton professors also show up to the Key Gala, which was great. Yeah. It was awesome to see them again, and keep them, you know, engaged, because I think there are so many great things going on at Carleton's campus, but that doesn't mean they can't be a part of Northfield as well.
Right.
And be a part of these nonprofits too, and bring their experience.
And I think that's something that Northfield really wants to see happen, is they want to incorporate the colleges and the students.
Yeah.
And that was actually when I was at St. Olaf in 1902, that was one of my favorite parts of my college experience. Was I got a job at the Grand when it just opened as a full service restaurant, and getting to know townies, right? And actually I was the only Ole there. There were a couple of Carleton people there, and it really opened my eyes. That's when I fell in love with this town, you know? And so again, you know, so we look forward to hearing you that you've bought a house.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Jane, what else is going on with the chamber?
Well, we've already overlapped our events. January is our annual meeting for the chamber, along with awards. So we've opened up Business of the Year nominations and Business Person or People of the Year nominations already, and Ambassador of the Year. So we are putting those out sooner than later. I think if I wait till after Winter Rock, but
people should start thinking about that.
Yep. It's always something, but Winter Rock is right now front and foremost.
Yes.
I actually had a girlfriend who called me up and she goes, "Do you want to go somewhere on December 13th? I'm like, "Yes, no, yes, no." Might be a little too soon for my brain, but
the 14th, right?
Didn't say that, but if prayers, if we can get a few prayers for the weather, weather dependent for Winter Rock.
Yep.
We've got the lights on Bridge Square already. Yeah. Santa's house is already there. Santa's going to start on Saturdays. He will be on Bridge Square from 10 to noon.
Okay.
I was mixed up.
We're not going to hold you to that.
I'm going to go with 10 to noon. There's going to be a sign.
Okay.
So Santa house has a little hitch on the front.
Yeah.
So rather than putting an orange cone there, we're going to put a little sign of Santa's going to be able to take a break from the rest of his busy life and be in Northfield.
How cool that he's going to be here a couple hours a day. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Saturday's through, I think the 21st is the last Saturday of December.
Sounds good.
Yeah, he'll start Small Business Saturday, so bring your cameras, bring your kids. I think my kids sat on his lap last year, so you're never too old to have a picture taken with Santa.
Well, I'm... Santa doesn't want me sitting on his lap.
I said, take a picture with Santa.
All right. So. Guys, anything that we should know about Rebound? Anything you guys have? Okay. I'll ask you both. When are they going to build the Archer House?
Well, yeah, it's an incredible project and an ambitious project, nonetheless, to rebuild something like the Archer House or anything that resembles it is incredibly difficult, and with the high construction costs, high interest rates, inflation, it's really hard to make this project pencil, and we're doing our best efforts to make it happen. It's a very complex development, but we have all of our A team on it, guaranteed.
And rest assured, you'll know exactly when we're breaking ground.
Oh, I will, because we'll hear it, right? I've got plenty of friends who work at Rebound, and I tell every single one of them, I think about them every time I park my car.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks for being here. And this is cool. You brought a young.
I know. 21 surprised me too, but.